The real-life actors in Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow were filmed in front of blue or green screens, then transposed into a digitally created world. The result is a blend of modern technology and a nostalgia for the past. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
Two love stories fill the screen in Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, but only one of them makes us care. No, it's not the traditional romance played out between Gwyneth Paltrow and Jude Law. That story is glamorous but sluggish, something we tolerate so we can bask in the second love story, the one between a boy and what he dreamed up on his computer. Writer-director Kerry Conran has been a fan of sci-fi serials like Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon and the sleek look of 1930s design for as long as anyone can remember. He envisioned creating his own private world on his personal Mac, and now he's transferred that dream to the big screen.
Come in, Dex.
Look, whatever you do, don't shoot.
You shot it, didn't you?
Yes.
Listen, Cap, the signal's coming from one of those machines. You've got to keep them in one piece.
Which machine is it, Dex?
There's no way of telling. It could be any one of them.
It's an alternate universe, animated by a powerful nostalgia for 1939, a vision of a futuristic past where the same hands are as likely to use ray guns as fountain pens. Its beautifully modulated look is the equivalent of visual comfort food that makes the old new again for a younger generation. And that doesn't even get into the spiffy specifics of Sky Captain's action moments, like the fearful tread of a parade of literal iron giants, sky-high robots who crunch down Manhattan's Sixth Avenue, or the way the film follows a Warhawk airplane as it swoops and dives through the cement canyons of Manhattan.
You okay?
Great.
You don't look so good.
Pull up!
Sky Captain's plot has Paltrow's reporter and Law's hotshot pilot trying to save the world. It's much more yesterday than tomorrow, a hothouse tribute to the pulp material of decades past. But unlike its predecessors, Sky Captain lacks dramatic pizzazz and simply lumbers across the screen with the leaden feet of those iron giants. Years spent sitting in front of a computer screen are not the best preparation for handling flesh and blood actors. But the plot is hardly everything in this film. In true World of Tomorrow spirit, undaunted technicians utilized more than 2,000 effects shots, layering in dozens of elements for each computer-generated frame. And there are moments, like the dirigible Hindenburg 3 gliding into a snowy Manhattan, that are truly magical. Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow may be one of those films that leaves you humming the scenery, but what lovely music it makes.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Other movie reviews are at npr.org.